Michael, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Doing good. There we are. How are you doing?
Hey, can't
Sorry for my
complain.
mess.
Hey, that's why I always put my little background back here because my office is a wreck right now.
Man, I need to get a little bit better background too. I don't think our firm really allows us to do a background.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Okay.
something with compliance maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask Maria, see if she's getting any further instruction.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What's
Oh,
going
she's
on with
coming up.
you?
Well,
I think she is.
the summer just kind of came and went, but I did have a couple of excursions. One, I went to Lake Tahoe, and I went on a 12-mile bike ride up there because it was fresh air. As you know, the fires are burning like crazy here. Yesterday, the
Yeah, I
skies
heard it's
were
ugly.
completely orange with particulate, all over my car and that sort of thing. And then I went down to Monterey, and I rented an
Very neat.
e-bike. And rode around the Cannery Row down to Pebble Beach.
Oh, how was that?
Oh man, it's beautiful. So I passed the golf course at the inn at Spanish Bay and didn't go all the way to Pebble and then turn around and kind of came back and had dinner. It was just a day trip, so that was nice. And how about
Nice.
you? You get any time off?
Trying to think. A little bit of the Labor Day weekend, just kind of hung out and then
Yeah.
just kind of getting back into it here. So didn't take any trips or anything like that, just kind of stayed local.
Yeah, these were, I mean, it was 3 days in Tahoe and a day trip to Monterey, so nothing spectacular. That's about as much as you can do around here right now.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So I've been doing some writing for my next book, and I've been coaching clients, so that hasn't really let up. So
Good, 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 good.
what I wanted to do is kind of take a look at your agenda, reflect back on the proposal and wrap that up. But I want to discuss anything that's on your mind and then also talk about the possibilities of us continuing coaching at some level because you're going to be coming up on your last class here, the next one would be the last one, and I'd like to continue working with you if you think we can put together an agenda that makes some sense for you. I've got some thoughts. So
I
those were
appreciate it.
my things.
Excellent. I would say where we're at is just business has been good. I mean, we've really brought in a ton of assets. We've grown a lot this year.
Right.
For me, and Maria, you're on here too, right?
Yeah, Maria's on.
Yep.
I would just, honestly, I feel like I'm playing catch up all the time.
Yep.
And I'm starting at 6 a.m. And part of it's, hey, listen, we didn't cut down to 100 clients.
Okay.
I get it. And now what we're feeling is that every email that comes in sucks up time.
Yeah.
Every time somebody says, hey, what do you think about this stock? It sucks
Right.
up time. And now I'm just trying to value time and trying not to be short with people. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So trying to give a high level of service, and I guess me, I feel like I'm just getting kind of sloppy. I've got a list on stuff on my desk here that I've been trying to get done since last week. But once my day starts at, I start at 6,
Wow.
grind. And then once 9:30 starts, it's just a shit show of 1,000 emails and, it's just playing catch up. And if I have any time off to go see a client or to play golf or to go do something, it just builds up. So
Yeah.
you know, it's either do we just try to take care of what we've got? Do we make a commitment of trying to cut clients? I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
Maria's doing a good job with clients. I don't know if it, I don't know how to put it. She's good with clients, but I don't know, Maria, if you're ready for like the $1 million client to take care of, right? When they have some sophistication, right? To be able to maneuver some through some of that stuff. Yeah. And I think part of it's my fault. I think I just haven't taken the training wheels off and just said, hey, go get after it. Or, you know, what's your incentive to bring in new assets? Stuff like that. So I don't know. We're supposed to go over a pipeline each month. I fail to go through that pipeline with her.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know. I'm just swamped.
Here's a couple of thoughts. You know, number one, you are clearly the rainmaker on the team. So to the extent that we can free up your time for just client-facing activities and rainmaking activities, that's going to improve the productivity of the team. The second thing, as you saw when we put up that software guide looking at the projections of your business, you know, you probably are going to have to get to 85 relationships. Otherwise, you know, service is going to maybe suffer with some of the relationships. And and Maria is going to have to raise her minimums. So those are the two things that really are going to have to happen. And then the third is we're going to have to get this other person in there that can support the whole team's efforts. And that means bringing them on board, onboarding them properly, getting them into Supernova, and having them become a vibrant and dynamic member of your team. So that's the crossroad that you're at. And quite frankly, it's a nice kind of crossroad to have. You know, there are folks out there that just, you know, are kind of moping along, but, you know, you're trying to continue to grow. And you can't be all things to all people. You can be all things to a few. That's the philosophy. How does that resonate with you?
Sounds great.
That resonate. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of really where we have to go. So otherwise you'll be dealing with this, what we call that stair step to the stars, you know, where, you know, you got to keep raising the minimums. I mean, look, you brought in a $17 million relationship, this year. I mean, you're on fire.
We're crushing it. I think if you take a look at just like bringing an asset standpoint, it's been great. Now I just want to feel like I've got my arms around things a little bit better.
Yeah. But those would be the things that I would continue to work on with you. I made a couple of notes here. Let me just pull those out. So what I would do, this proposal that we have on the table, I just made some modest changes. I can send that to you today. When do you think you would put that in front of management?
Good question, man. It's one of those things we've talked about for a month, and it's on the list here of things to do, and I just haven't gotten to it.
So what I would do is this. There's a couple of blanks that need to be filled out on the proposal itself. Why don't I send you the draft? You tweak it. Get it back to me, let's say Monday, Tuesday next week. kind of bless the thing, send it to the first layer of management, and arrange a time, you know, to discuss it. And that begins to set in motion, you know, onboard, getting a new person hired and onboarding it, because that could take you several months to bring a person in, right? So, you know, you go through the interview process and everything. That could take some time.
Yep.
So I think September is clearly the month to kind of get that done.
Right.
And,
yeah.
So I'll get that to you, this afternoon. And Maria, make a note, you know, on Michael's behalf that he's got to get that, you know, to, the next level of management, probably by Monday or Tuesday of next week at the latest. And you need to fill in a couple of blanks, and I'll tell you what the blanks are. Let me just pull this up. Well, actually, I'll just pull it up, put it on share. Let's see. Share screen. Host disable participant sharing screen sharing. Well, guess I'm not going to be able to share that with you, but what I'll do is I'll just kind of talk you through it. When we talk about the current state, I left some blanks. I said, you know, my current annualized production is approaching $2 million. This is an increase of what percent over 2019? So that's a blank you'll need to fill out. And my goal is to move my total revenues to whatever that number is. I put down $3 million within 3 years, and that's an increase of what percent? Then the Trident Group's assets now exceed X millions of dollars, and we take a holistic approach to offering the best standard of care possible. So that's Morgan Stanley's terminology that they like to use, standard of care.
Right.
That comes from some meetings that I had with some senior people. And then I've got everything else laid out, the type of person you're looking for and the compensation structure. So that's all done. And the graphic, I think I shared that with you last time.
So, yes.
So what I'll do is I'll send that out after our call. If you want to have Maria also eyeball it, the two of you eyeball it, any tweaks or changes you can make, and then you'll need to address it to, you know, the name of the individual, put the data, and that's pretty much all you're going to need to do. And then you'll have your proposal ready to go. And one of the things that I'd be willing to do for you is, if you want me to help you in any way in terms of interviewing, candidates, I will do that.
Right. So I appreciate that.
So I can help you with that. And that's really what we should do, because what that's going to help you do then is get to your magic number of 75 to 85 relationships. Once you get to 100, you're at 100 in Supernova, you'd be really, really working your tail end off. You're not freeing up time for enjoyment. And what we don't want to do is have you burning out. We want you to look forward to coming to work and having fun. So. That's the idea. Maria, did you want to weigh in on that at all?
No, it all sounded good.
It all sounded good. Okay. Maria, let's talk about you for a moment. How are you feeling with, you know, taking on larger relationships? You know, are you ready for that just yet? And if you're not, what do you think some of the gaps are?
I think, like Michael said, probably the more sophisticated client, I'm not ready yet. I just need more practice and shadow Michael a little bit more. But for the clients that I already look after, I feel very comfortable with it and very comfortable talking to their children and all that stuff.
Okay. All right. How about making investment decisions and portfolio management decisions?
Mike and I have been kind of working on that, where I'll give him my ideas and then he'll kind of educate me on what was right or wrong about it. But I still go to him and kind of see what he thinks.
Okay. Okay. And how about your planning capabilities? How are those?
Those are pretty good. I mean, we still use the Life View, and I try to pull it up with every call that I take.
Okay. All right. So, Michael, do you defer any of the planning capabilities to Maria or any of the clients that you have relationships with, or are you doing those yourself?
I think what it comes down to is Maria's running a lot of plans, and she's doing a great job at it, and we debrief it. Okay. What I need to do is say, Maria, run with it. Go present. You know, run through it with the client. Here's the feedback, right?
Right.
Same thing with the investment. She'll send, hey, what do you think we should sell here and there? You know, and we just started doing this to where I would say, Maria, you tell me what you think is what you should do, and I'll comment back, right? So I think it's more of, me than anything else, just being a control freak, just to be like, listen, go run with it. Let me give you the feedback instead of getting on the phone conversation and, you know, blabbering, right? Just taking control. So.
You know what you need to do, Michael? You need to take a week vacation and say, Maria, it's in your hands. Don't call me.
Right. So I think that's the focus really for the rest of 2020 is just if we're on a call together, you know, speak for the first three sentences.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't prefer you just not be on them, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if you're on it, they're going to ask you directly, and then you're just going to take over. Like that's what normally happens.
It's a combination. I want to kind of like be on there because I want to coach afterwards, right? I want to be able to say, okay, Maria, here's what went well. Here's what you missed, right? Here's what you could have done better. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could run some calls to where, you know, unbeknownst to the client, I'm on the call, and then we can debrief afterwards.
Why don't you all try coaching before the call? Maria pulls out the yellow pad of topics for discussion.
Not a bad idea.
And coach on the strategy and the way that things should flow and how she's going to close. And then, okay, after that call, debrief. And
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I did that a lot in terms of people development, and it really kind of works, you know, very well. Because that, I think, is the crossroads of where you're at, Michael, is we got to get you more FaceTime. We got to get you probably to about 75 to 85 relationships, and we got to get this new person onboarded that can begin to start taking on some responsibilities. And so we've got to get that in motion. So that's what I will focus on for you. And I'll send that piece out next week. After the call. After the call, I'll send out the proposal.
Okay.
What else do you think you would like to talk about today, Michael?
Honestly, I think I got everything off my shoulders that I want to talk about as far as just okay. talking it out when it comes down to it. Just need to let Maria start running with more stuff, maybe preparing for the calls together, you know, and they don't have to be very long, right? It's going to be like, all right, you know, here's the person's situation. Here's the recap that we sent. You know, what do we want to get out of this call? What value can we actually provide these people on this call?
Right. And also, if you're sending out the executive summary, which is, you know, you pull out the folder. This is what we had previously talked about. This is what we agreed to. And these were the next steps. Then you're always going to know, Maria, what the topic of discussion is going to be. So when you bring it to Michael and you break out the folder, you know exactly kind of what you want to talk about. Michael, these are my thoughts about the direction for this particular client. Michael then chimes in. Yes, I agree with you, but I think we need to bring up this particular topic. We need to bring up RMD distributions because that's going to be a critical element for this particular client. And then you say, oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe I missed that one, so I'm going to go follow up and pursue that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's the main focus.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of how the drill should take place. So, Michael, I'm going to maybe try to fill in a couple of the blanks, but where do you think you're going to be annualized this year? Production.
Good question. Maybe like 2-3, 2-2.
Okay. 2-2, 2-3. And what about assets?
I think we're, you know, with all the JPN stuff, 380 million without that stuff, maybe 350-ish.
Okay. So 380, 350, okay. And let me just see one of the other blanks on this proposal. And last year you did 1.7?
I think we were just over 2 last year.
Just over 2? Okay.
Yeah. But we're trending, my T12 is trending like 19% over last year.
19%, okay. Perfect. You know, those are really good numbers, Michael. And I think that you're going to get to 3 million in less than 3 years. So I need to change that. But I wanted to give you a little bit of breathing room. I don't want to set up these false expectations for folks. But I think if you get this new person, should I go with 3 million in 2 years rather than 3?
Why not?
Okay. I'll put it in there. Okay. What the heck?
We like to set high goals, right?
Yeah. And we want these folks saying, oh man, I got a guy here's on fire. He knows what he wants to do. I have to help him get there. And that's the attitude that we want management to have when we put forth that that proposal. Okay. Wow, that's kind of really what I wanted to cover. Let me just look in my file here for you. So, Michael, if we were to continue working together and we put out a time frame, what would be your preference? Once a month, twice a month? And keep in mind that we'd have to take the new person through Supernova as well.
Right.
Which, you know, I would do that, and you don't have to, you can spend your time on other more profitable things, and I could work with them and
right.
recap what you're going to do. So that's what I right. would think. And then business plan, making sure going into 2021 that we have a decent plan of attack going into the new year. and right. then we monitor and we follow up. So what would you think could do twice a month for a while? We could go to once a month, but it could be your call.
Right. I think before our October call, I'm going to make it like a deep thought to think about kind of how, you know, how can I make the best resource of our time. Where I have been erring on lately is not working on the business, just working in the business. And what I mean by that is I'm coming up to our Thursday calls, yeah. not as prepared as I would like to be, if that okay. makes sense.
Okay.
I would like to come to our October call with like, present to you how I'd like to see things going forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just throwing up a couple of ideas for you, to think about. But I would certainly I would certainly think team dynamics have got to be a part of that. Onboarding a new, talent onto the team, accountability and your business plan and strategy. Those would be, four key things, to think about, and anything else that you have, whether they be developing niche markets, and what have you.
Implementing. Can you email me those four things?
Oh yeah, sure. Let me write them down so I don't forget them. But, so business, strategy, onboarding, talent, accountability and more team dynamics.
And I will have something to you a week from tomorrow. I'll have you kind of an email written out, kind of like.
Okay.
You know, the vision is this: do we just stay a small group, the two of us or the three of us, and add somebody else, and just have a good small group and live fine, right?
Yeah.
Or do we aspire to do something bigger to where we add on, you know, other books, we take, you know, other advisors retiring, we add on some people underneath, and that comes with its own opportunities and headaches, right? It's one thing to manage money and financial plan. It's another thing to manage more personalities, right?
Exactly. Now, you know, or, you know, part of that, Michael, is expectations for revenues. Okay. So let's say you want to build a $10 million business, you know, over a 5-year time frame. And, then what you do, like I'm working with a team right now, they have a chief operating officer, you know, that handles all of the day-to-day stuff, they help with all the strategy stuff and the operational aspects for the team. Okay, so then each of the producers then, the three individuals, the one you want to onboard, yourself, etc., are now, you know, at about $1 million or more a piece. You're working with more affluent people, almost like a family office setup. And, it's a small thing as opposed to onboarding 8 individuals to do 10 million. I knew, I coached a guy. He didn't listen too much, but he had 28 people and they were doing 10 million. And so when you started looking
at it. I agree. And I see those teams around, like,
yeah.
You see them with a bunch of people, but, it, you know, when you do the numbers, it just, I'd rather be smaller and do what we're doing.
I would say that would be, you know, my thought for you as well. Because you want quality of life, and anything you want to know about management and the people issues, talk to me. Because I've been there and back. I can tell you that the stress of the business is not really the business itself. It's the people issues that you deal with.
Right.
And
interesting, right? And the more you add on, the more.
Oh, it becomes like a mini society, you know, with all of the issues that go on in society, they go in a larger operation. And that's not a negative, but it's just the reality.
Yeah. Just the reality. I'm writing here for my item series. I'm going to get a, you know, something with three good bullet points for you, Curtis.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I'm going to put together something with like 3 to 4 good bullet points and get that out to you by next week. Therefore, we've got some good, you know, a good base for us to go into our October talk.
Fantastic. Okay. So I'm going to get the email of the proposal to you today. I'll put the 4 things that we talked about, business strategy, onboarding, a new member, accountability, team dynamics. And those would be kind of a basis for the email that'll come to you. And that's about it, Michael. Right.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate it, man. I really do. I appreciate all your help.
Pulling for you. Take a break. Come out here and take me to play golf at Pebble Beach.
That doesn't sound terrible. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Anytime. You take care. Bye-bye.